Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Fear the Walking Dead Recap Show. Yep, and don't forget, we are available on iTunes. Go to iTunes, search Fear the Walking Dead Recap Show, and you can find us there. If you don't have iTunes, I gotta say it, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find us there as well. Now, when I keep saying us, that means I know some of y'all are like, Mike, are you talking about you, like, all the time? No, I'm talking about my people. Jesus from dysfunctional.com. Jesus, what's up, Jesus?
What's up? I'm here.
I know you're sounding good, not like a robot or anything. That is so cool.
Good. Let's hope that stays that way.
You paid that internet bill, finally, instead of using somebody else's Wi-Fi next door. I know how you people are in LA. I know how y'all do it. All the way from Miami, according to Kristen.com. Kristen, what's up, Kristen?
What up?
She is here. You are not on lockdown for any high school papers right now, right?
No.
Okay, good. All the way from Georgia?
Yes, correct.
I thought you were going to say something, but you didn't.
No, I was waiting for you to say something silly, like Mike always says.
From the VRO.com, I never say anything silly. I speak the
truth.
Brancy, what's up, Brancy?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
I'm glad you're here, because normally you're like, Brancy, if y'all don't know this internet, she has like 4 jobs. She takes care of 2 kids, a cousin's baby.
Basically.
I don't know what it is. She runs a dog farm. She's always working. So we got the girls on today. This is good because me and Jesus were worried here because there's a lot of crap that happened in this episode. Mm-hmm. And I needed the girls, Jesus, on my side because I know you're probably going to take this person's side like you always do.
Probably.
Let's just jump into this episode, okay? It was called Pillar of Salt. I got to get into Madison. Now, I know in the past couple of episodes, some of us have been saying, you know, we hate her. I do. We hate her. And then, you know, lately she's been kind of like, okay, she's becoming a team player. Okay, maybe there is some niceness to her. And then this snatch face. Oh, my God. What was going through y'all's minds? I got to know Jesus first. When she is sitting there and the narcos, Pablo Francisco Jr., is upstairs, you know, questioning this guy, this guy and his wife. And she's like, wait, what are they saying? Are they brown hair, curly hair? And she makes it upstairs and starts, okay, Jesus, tell me, were you like, she's looking for her son? Or were you pissed off like all of us? And I'm hoping I'm saying us. I'm hoping the girls are on my side. Jesus, what are you thinking?
I wanted her to get shot.
Yes!
Whoa!
Shocker.
I know, right? You know, so you definitely felt like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I mean,
it was horrible. I mean, she's jeopardizing everybody for just one person.
Yeah, I don't care, you know, and I was waiting for you, Jesus, to be like, well, that's her son, and she's a mom, and you're a parent, Mike, you should. No! Nick doesn't want to be with them!
I totally took Alicia's side on this.
Thank God. Finally, you know, Jesus, you're on to something.
She's there. She's sticking by her mom.
Yeah.
She sees that her brother is completely gone the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. And still, it's not enough for Madison.
Nope. Stupid snatch. I couldn't believe it. I was so mad. I mean, my wife and I were watching. I was like, what is this bitch doing? She is messing everything up. Okay, Brancy, what was going through your mind?
Pretty much the same, Mike. I mean, what kind of idiot? And, like, not even dropped his name or anything. Literally, all she had to go on was that it was a gringo and that he had bad hair. Like, what?
I know.
That's it.
When she said that, I told my wife, I was like, there's one standing out in the door outside waiting for them. What are you talking about? whatever his name, Ted or I don't know, the hubby or whatever, he had brown hair and a gringo. Oh, so yeah, totally. Wanted to punch her in the face. So I'm glad. Okay, so Brancy's us. Hey, Sue, it's a miracle you're on our side. Kristen?
I am too.
Yes!
You know, it's funny because when I first heard them talking about it, I was watching it with Brianna and I was like, oh shit, she's going to find Nick. And then, like, I was thinking she was just going to listen to the conversation. And then when she started running over there, I was like, this bitch.
Yeah. Like, really? And then what's her face? What's the Mexican girl's name, the manager? What's her name? Anybody know her name?
Elena.
Okay, Elena. I'm not right.
I think that was her name.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think it is.
Because I just think she's going to die. That's why I'm not trying to get her to know her name. But when she was even telling Madison, like, translating it in Spanish, like, they're going to kill us if we don't. And she's like, wait, tell us, tell me, I need to know. I was like, this fucking bitch. Oh, man. And then she comes back. You know, and the thing that annoys me is that she gives this speech in the beginning, which we'll get to in a second, because I almost had a heart attack when this happened. But then she gives this speech like, if anybody puts a hand or does anything stupid, we're going to throw you out in the ocean. And then she gets there and Elena is like, what the hell is going on? She sees, come to the hotel, bright lights on. And we find out that Madison's turning on the lights to send a beacon like Batman to Nick, thinking Nick's going to go, that's my mom. I got to go over there. Dude, I could not believe she did that. Could not. And Alicia.
Sadly, I can.
Well, you know what? I mean, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's predict. Yeah. It's expected now. That. Oh, God. See, I'm getting all worked up just thinking about it again. Because Alicia goes up there. Poor girl gives her a piece of her mind. And still, like, Madison had nothing to say. Girls, do you remember when Jesus was all Team Madison, was like,
no, yes.
She's a therapist and she knows kids and she's a I'm glad Jesus, you finally saw the light.
Seriously.
Well.
Uh-oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
We spoke too soon. What, Jesus?
I think Madison is just completely losing it already.
You think she's losing it?
Yeah, I think she definitely wants to be part of this group now because the hotel is safe. But she wants to be part of this group and still have Nick.
I don't know. I don't know if I don't see her losing. I think she's just
she's having a power trip right now. She thinks she's in charge of this group.
Yeah. You know what? I think for me, for Madison, she wants to act. She's like an addict. Okay, like she's tough and this and that, and her heroine is her son Nick that she has to save. And so if his name gets dropped, forget about it. Everything is all about him, and let's not worry about everybody. I mean, even Alicia tells her, is like, you said yourself, we do not turn the light on to attract everybody. Which, by the way, did y'all see the commercial for next week?
No.
I know. Yes. Jesus, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's like serious moths, Jesus, to a flame. Like, a lot of moths. So this stupid snatch face. Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Okay. So let's go to where Alicia is talking with Strand.
Yes.
And Strand asks about her mother, and Alicia kind of hesitates. She was busy. Do you think that Alicia's trying to cover up for her mom being an addict as well?
I caught that. I did not catch addict. I really think that Madison was cheating on her husband. That's what I think. And
that could be true.
And he was drinking, and he was, you know, it was like, it was a fucked up family.
Well, yeah. I mean, we saw that Madison's a drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. We heard that Nick was an addict.
Yeah.
We heard that her father was an addict.
I mean, it seems like Alicia's the only one that's not.
Yeah. So do you think that she was taking care of all three of them while they were addicts?
It's a possibility. For me, it's a possibility. There's definitely something there because she definitely hesitated, you know, and I think Strand even saw it, even bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Even my wife was like, if he's not supposed to be bleeding, why is he drinking alcohol? And I'm like, I know, honey, I know. Just, but I mean, but it's true though. I mean, I think he caught on to it too. Because I think after the conversation they had at the bar and what the Madison told Strand and then how Alicia's acting, I think it's kind of contradicting, at least for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, what do you think, girls? Do you think, you think Alicia was the glue to this family?
I can see it. Just because of the way that she's acting now, she's the only one that hasn't really lost her shit.
That's true. Brandy?
I think it could be, for sure. I mean, just the way that she was saying certain things feels like there's more to that story.
Yeah.
What's crazy about it, though, is like in the first season. Wait, is this the first season still?
No, it's the second season.
Second season,
girl. Come on.
This is how much she's been gone. My sense of time is gone.
But they were like trying to protect her from all this shit that was going on. So it's like they were trying to keep her in the dark, and now all of a sudden she's like trying to be the one that's level-headed, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this. What was it? Two episodes ago, when she's playing with the knife.
Like, oh yeah,
she was so naive supposed to be so naive in the first season, and all of a sudden she's a ninja.
Yeah.
Well, I there's definitely some stuff there, and I think Strand, along with us, know that something's up, and it's obvious that Madison is screwed up in the head. Oh God, I can't believe when she started doing all that shit. I was like, and then when Alicia's just asking her, like, "I'm here," and she has no answers, like no answers at all.
Yeah, because she's caught. You know, it's the same thing with an addict. When you ask, when you tell them that they're addicted,
right?
They have no answers for you.
I was hoping something would, like a meteorite would fall on Madison. Something, a zombie would fall off the roof or whatever.
Okay, before we move off of Alicia, is it just me or is she getting prettier as the series is continuing?
I would say, how the girls didn't say a word.
That south of the border sun is really helping her.
No, I'm just laughing because that is such a boy thing to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you guys would have torn into us if we said, "Oh my God, Nick is getting cuter."
Literally,
that's how
you guys would have jumped on us.
That's how y'all were in the first season. Y'all are all about Nick, and I've heard
no,
y'all.
Negative.
And I've heard y'all talk about Supernatural and Teen Wolf. So let's just hold back, all right?
This is not that, Mike.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Is The Walking Dead.
Exactly.
I don't watch Supernatural.
Don't sound disgusted. Yeah,
Kristen.
Watch that tone, Kristen. Watch that tone of yours.
I'm asking this because this is, you know, the apocalypse. Things are supposed to be going to hell. Yes, she's getting her hair is looking like more blondish, more kept.
Her hair did look like it got dyed.
Right?
Yeah, it did look brighter.
I'm like, when does she have time to have all this makeup and stuff done?
She has time, just like how she has time to learn how to surf. She's getting a tan. She's outside on the beach. They have makeup there at the hotel and all those bags.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she's going in there and making herself look hot for me. I think that's
for you.
There you go.
I think that's it. But no, I agree. Now that you mentioned, I was like, she didn't even look bad at all. Like,
nope,
not at all. Like none of the girls. She does compared to the other chicks.
Well, nah. Compared to season one too.
Well, maybe she's blooming. She's blossoming.
Maybe
she's becoming a little Daryl Dixon female version. I don't know. No, because even Daryl's hair's all like, –
yeah.
He hasn't showered like in 6 months.
Yep.
So let's talk about – since we were talking about Crazy Madison, let's talk about Crazy Snatch Face Mom. I shit you not. When this happened, I literally like freaked out on the couch. My wife, I was like, what? What the – I almost woke my son up when she stabbed Strand. I did not see that coming.
I didn't either.
All.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, and then she says it like, "You killed my daughter." Like, okay, like, agree with me, right? Like, she's batshit crazy, right? That's why she thought that was Elena.
Yes,
for sure.
A black man was Elena. That's she couldn't have seen. Like, this is a black man, and I'm trying to kill a Mexican woman. Like,
well,
no, but didn't she do it because he killed her daughter as a zombie?
Oh, that is right. Good observation there. See, I was like, why is this bitch is fucking... I told my wife, I was like, this bitch is really crazy. You need to push her out the window.
Yep.
So that's what it was. Okay. That makes...
But she's still crazy.
She is still crazy. Yeah. But that makes total sense now. Okay. Good job, y'all. See, I would have been... If it would have been me by myself doing this recap, I would have been like... I would have still been cussing this woman out.
No, you still should be.
Yeah. Oh, dude, when she's... Oh, my God. I was like, okay, is this a flesh wound? It didn't stick in any of his organs. He's just in pain. I mean, that's what it is, obvious. He needs stitches. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but yeah, dude, I was, Now let me ask you a question. So let's say all four of us in the hotel, right? In that room, and she stabbed Strand. What, let's be real. If all four of us were in a room by ourselves and we were like, okay, we got to vote on what we're going to do this bitch. What would you truly want to do, Kristen?
With her?
Yeah.
Vote her off the island.
Okay. So just like put her out the gate?
Hell yeah.
Okay, Brancy?
Yeah, she gets tossed out for sure.
Okay, hold on, Brancy. You're saying toss out the window or toss out the gate?
No, not literally, Mike. She gets escorted off the property for sure.
Okay, okay.
Banishment.
Banishment. Hey, Seuss? Oh, God. Here we go.
I would be cool with tossing her out the window.
I would have... Violence. I would have to agree with you on that, hey, Seuss. I would be like, hey, let's invite her. Let's look at the stars outside. And I made you a
just
mojito.
Just look at the stars.
Look at the flowers right down there. And then I would have been like, boop, and then right there, mojito. Oops. And all.
Yep.
It'd been quick.
I agree.
I think she deserved to die. I could not believe she stabbed him. I was like, oh, no. Yeah, my heart. Because I like Strand, you know. But it was cool because of that, him and Alicia got to bond. And yeah. And Strand gave her the eye of the tiger. Make her hear you. And still nothing happened. Cold ass bitch. Hate Madison. And speaking of biatches, can we talk about Ophelia? Mm-hmm. Okay, this snatch face, here we are, all four of us, are probably like, I know that I was saying it last couple episodes going, I think someone kidnapped her, I'm worried. What happens if got her in there, someone, this bitch just fucking took the car keys and left. Left. Now, I'm pretty sure she's probably going to be like, I had no idea they were going to get zombies and kill you, Alicia. But still, she left. Are you guys buying this whole badass walking around, hitting things with it?
No.
Oh. Mm-mm. And why not? Why? I mean, you don't think she's kind of grown?
Yeah, but in the other episodes that she's been in, they treat her like she's a 5-year-old. She's afraid to tell her parents that she's engaged.
Yes.
No, she's no badass.
Well, I mean, can't you say it's the same thing as Alicia is not that tough, and then all of a sudden she's flipping around a butterfly knife really good? And
a butter knife.
She probably could. Hey,
if she could kill a zombie with a butter knife, she'd be badass.
So
exactly.
I mean, do you think there's some kind of like time lapse in there? Because she
yeah,
does.
Yeah, but I think the difference was Madison was treating Alicia like with kid gloves, but uh-huh. That doesn't necessarily mean that she needed the kid gloves.
True.
Ophelia, I think, needed them. Like, I don't know. Then again, Hispanic families treat their kids like that.
I mean, really? I mean, it's true. It's true.
I know.
So I'm wondering, I mean, was Ophelia, whatever you want to call her name, was she tougher? And then the only problem was her parents holding her back? Like, she's always been tough? It's obvious she's been doing sneaky stuff around. You know, like, she's got engaged, and who knows if her parents know she had a boyfriend. Well, they said that Daniel did meet her twice. But, I don't know. It could be an all front. Maybe she is kind of a survival, because her dad had to have shown her how to survive. And, and mom, which... I liked mom in this episode, by the way, of her saying that she's a survivalist and her husband and she's a fighter. I mean, that was some, I'm hoping that she inherited some kind of crap from them.
Right.
But, oh, dude, her just driving around. And then I was like, I even look at my wife, I was like, is she really doing a flashback of when she got engaged? Really? Is that what I'm seeing right now? I honestly, I don't know about y'all. And I'm curious to know what y'all, I could personally could care less about her story. Like, now she's going to the U.S., is she going to make it and go to New Mexico to find her? I really don't care if she does. Do y'all want to see more of Ophelia, or are y'all like me?
If there's a good enough backstory to it, then maybe. But if it's just going to be this crap, then no.
Of course you do, because it's all about love to you.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I'm just
like you're saying, is she a survivalist and all that stuff? If there's some kind of a backstory that she is tougher than we think she is, then show it. But like, I could have done without this whole engagement thing. I don't give a shit.
What's up?
Brianna liked the guy because she's like, they're eating at the restaurant and he's like, gracias. Brianna was making fun of how he was.
Oh, I thought he was cute.
No, she was like, oh my God, gracias.
Just because it's not like, it's not, what's his face from Teen Wolf? What's his name? And the Maze Runner. What's that guy's?
O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if he said it, she'd probably think it was cute.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. She's like, leave me alone. I'll marry you. I would have gone with him. What do you think, Brance? Do you want to see more of this?
Honestly, No, I didn't really like miss her in these few episodes she hasn't been in.
True.
I mean, okay, if like Daniel comes back somehow, then I'll allow it.
He is.
Or like if it's like flashbacks of her, of him like teaching her things or something, like that's okay.
Okay.
But this other mess, I don't see why that was important.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm curious to know, Jesus.
Oh boy.
I do want to see more.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
Really? Even if it's boring?
I'm just curious to know why it's taken so long for this even to start being in her mind.
Because she realized at the hotel that they were all going to die, and then everybody was like, you got to live, and all of a sudden she's like, I'm going to live. I mean, we don't see it. Maybe she found a picture, a thought about it. I don't know, because somehow, while Alicia's taking a shower, she gets this epiphany that she wants to leave.
Exactly, so, and it just doesn't seem logical to go through that type of thought process.
So you really want to
see it? Very weird timing.
But you really want to see it?
I do. I want to see what happens to her. I want to see her die or find Daniel or whatever is going to happen.
Did you just say you want to see her die?
Yeah, he did. You just want her story to either end, or you just want it to end, right?
Yeah, I want some kind of closure with her.
Yeah, I just want the death scene. I don't know. I just feel like that would be wasting my TV time. Like... Mm.
Would you rather her just disappear and you have no idea what happened to her?
Honestly, I could care. I really don't care. Like, honestly, we got to the end and we did a show and we were like, so let's go through it. Ophelia, whatever. She was driving in the truck. Yeah, oh well, move on. I really don't care about her. It's just, I just.
I feel like there's some characters that you have to see like a big, like a big death. You know what I mean? Like they have to have a good heroic death, but. If they found like Ophelia on the side of the road and they were like, oh, there she is.
Oh.
Would I care? No, yeah. I really wouldn't.
I'd agree on that. I just, because
like, I don't need a big, yeah.
When she was driving around in the truck and then she got out and she got the hammer and she's looking all, I was like, I don't believe it. Don't believe it. Don't. Alicia, I was like, you know, when you see the flipping of the knife for that moment, you're like, oh, what the fuck? She knows how to do what? That's how you are. I didn't get that with Ophelia at all. I was like, what? This bitch fucking left? Alicia?
Well, yeah.
I was waiting for her to fuck it up.
I think we were expecting something bigger for her. That's why we kind of like are like, really? This is it?
No, I didn't think she was going to do shit in the beginning. No, this girl here was a sheltered.
I think we either thought she was going to be captured or she was going to be out looking for Daniel.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think that probably also adds to the hatred of her because I was like, oh, I was hoping she wouldn't have left like that after everybody helped her and her family. Selfish snatch. but you know, hey, I mean, I guess she has nobody here. Her dad, she thinks her dad's dead, which he's going to come back to life. So I guess, you know, I guess she's on for an adventure. She's in Mexico leaving for the U.S. And then she's got to leave. So she's coming out of there. That's what, San Diego? She's in Tijuana? So she's got she's not that far from New Mexico, right? She go to Las Vegas and then go through there. That's it. Pretty much it, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
The only thing I know is Albuquerque from Breaking Bad. That's all I know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much that's all I know.
But is she going to bump into Daniel and then before she heads, you know, up north more?
I don't know. I mean, if she goes through there, maybe she might stop to see. I would have thought she would have gone to see if she could find her father before going on a ex-fiance hunt.
Yeah, I mean, the little area where the compound was for Celia is closer to the border than where they were.
Are you talking about like the little altar, the little temple area?
Yeah, the little house where they were at.
Right.
It is closer to the border.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I don't know. You know what? Now that – I mean, I don't know. I hope she goes – no, I don't think – I don't really don't give a shit about her. See, now
I'm sure she's not planning to.
You're giving me a headache. You're giving me a headache, Jesus. I'm having to think – I don't want to think about her. That's the thing. I don't want to think about her. Just – yeah.
Okay.
I just want her to get eaten. That'd be cool.
Well, yeah. I want her to either die or get – more exciting story than I'm out looking for my ex-fiance.
The only thing that she could contribute, Jesus, is if she gets eaten by, she gets bit by a zombie, turns into a zombie, then Daniel finds her and Daniel has to kill her. That would be awesome.
Her fiance is going to bite her.
Well, would it be weird if she actually got married?
To what? Stop it!
Well, like if she was married.
Why are we even talking about her? She's not even going to make it to her fiance. Guarantee your fiance's dead. He didn't look like a very strong person.
No, he didn't.
All right. Okay? He put her ring in a shot of tequila. That's not, no. Come on. We already knew that was going. Let's talk about Alejandro, the cult leader.
Mm-hmm.
I tweeted out, this guy reminds me of the governor. And then I went, wait, ... The governor reminds me of this guy. Because, of course, this is the first. What did y'all think? Do you think he's losing it? Do you think he's scared? Do you think he's feels that he's losing the colony and he's got to act tough and scare them from not leaving? What do y'all think? Because I think Jesus and I talked about this when you girls weren't on. I can't remember if maybe y'all were or one of y'all were. But Jesus and I kind of mentioned that we kind of felt that because of the wall and because he keeps people, it's to protect him from – really, it's to protect him from all the crap.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What do y'all think? Do y'all think he's – do you think he's really – I mean, because he was really tripping on Lucy. And I think Nick was kind of – notice he just watches. But I think he knows that – I don't know, that he's not as – I don't know. For some reason, I think Nick knows that Alejandro's not as tough as he's letting off to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Girls?
Yeah, I think the same thing.
So you think it's all a front?
I don't know that it's a front, but I think he's definitely frustrated with being this leader. I don't think he likes it.
Oh, really?
But I think, yeah, because he was saying, I didn't ask for this.
True.
But I don't think he really likes it, but I think, like you said, I think he is a little bit afraid of what could happen.
I think it's the opposite of that. I think he's saying, I didn't choose this, because he's like, you guys want me as a leader. As in, he's trying to give himself all the power. Like, you guys are giving me the power. I didn't choose to be this. You wanted me to be this.
Ah, so I can see that, Kristen.
Like, placing the blame.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because when you were talking to me, I was like, okay, that makes sense. And then Jesus, and then I'd be like, yeah, Kristen's always wrong. So, yeah, that's right.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
let me just remind you who went on like a 15-minute rant about this girl getting engaged or married. Let me just remind you that just happened.
That is true. Jesus Christ. I'm so confused. Damn it. But no.
No. I see where Mike's going. Like, yeah, I do think that he is trying to put more fear into them so he can control them better. Because yeah, the less people he has, the more likely he is to be, out there on his own.
Yeah, because he is kind of – and I can't put my finger – all I know at the end of the day is I don't trust him, because even how Nick is telling him, like, the narcos are going to come. They want their oxy. And he's like, no, don't worry about it. They're not going to find us. And not even once in his mind, I'm like, this episode started off. I was like, I looked at my wife. I was like, who are these stupid people leaving? They're going to get caught. And then, and sure enough, they did. And I don't know if he's just, his ego's out of control and he just thinks he's untouchable. Or if he's just that stupid. I just can't put my finger on it. I just know I can't trust Alejandro. I wanted to like him, but once he started spitting out that poison of the cult leader stuff.
Doesn't he look like he's getting sick too?
He does. Mm-hmm. Do you think I bit? Do you think it's a bite?
I would think
I still don't think it's a bite.
What do you think it is?
Just like a scar, and he just told people.
Yeah, to control them.
There's no way he's got super blood and he didn't turn. I don't think it's a bite either. I mean, do y'all think it's a bite? You think it's a bite, right? I mean, or no, you don't, right, ladies?
I don't know.
I don't.
Okay, so Brancy's with us. Kristen, you're on the fence of thinking it could be. So you really think that his faith protected
the thing
him?
The thing is that I don't trust anything that guy says anyway.
I'm talking about the bite, Kristen.
I know. So him saying that it's a bite, he could be lying. So, but I don't know.
So then you're with us, Kristen.
Sure.
Just say that, Kristen, so we can end this.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, so I don't know. I just think I think Alejandro's got some serious issues, and I didn't like him yelling at Lucy. But Nick is going to leave at night with his friend Hector. I don't know what his name is. I just made up Hector. I don't think Lucia's going to be too happy about this. And I think after Nick comes back or she catches him, the vagina is going to be off limits for a while.
It was funny, though, because Nick knows this, and he's like, one more for the road, you know?
I know, right? He's like, you want to – I got a little drinky. Got a little drinky.
Yeah, but do you think she's really going to stay mad? Because obviously those guys saw them.
Well,
they had the binoculars and they saw Nick.
One, I think she'd be pissed because you saw when she was like, "I'm the boss."
No,
of
she's
you.
Definitely gonna be pissed. Oh, but yeah. Do you think she's gonna stay pissed because now these people are actually coming and Nick was trying to tell them they're gonna come for us?
No, I think she's gonna just pull her pants down and be like, "Nick, we gotta go to my vagina right now. You're so smart." Yeah, no, I think she's not gonna be mad. Because my wife even pointed out, like, and I couldn't figure it out because I was like, no way Nick has super eye vision. Because my wife's like, does he have, like, eagle eyes or something? Because the narcos are using binoculars.
Yeah. And he sees them all the way over there.
Yeah, Nick's like, do you think he really saw them? Or do you think that's making us look like we think he saw them, but he really didn't? Do you think Nick saw them?
Like, physically, no. But, I mean, like... You know how you feel that somebody's looking at you sometimes?
Right.
So it could be that kind of thing. Like, he just feels like something's not right. Mm. But I don't think he... I mean, come on. Like,
no,
can
no.
he really physically see that?
No, I don't... I don't think... Because I would thought that he would run. You know, he would... Or he'd... You know, I don't know.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, shit.
Because he was, like, staring. And this guy... And the narcos looked, smiled, took the binoculars, and were like, yeah, we're going to kill you. I mean, there was a lot of time there. And he's still kind of like, I think, is that a dog or... I don't know what that is, but yeah, all hell's going to break loose, right? I mean, it's obvious that the narcos are going to full-fledged war, right? Or do you think it's going to be a big old battle like the prison? Or do you think it's going to be like five narcos, you know, and sliding in through a fence kind of thing? What do y'all think?
I think it's going to be kind of like the wolves.
Oh, you think they're just going to just boom?
They're going to, you know, try and somehow force themselves in.
Kill women and children? There's a lot of kids there.
Yeah, I don't think the narcos care. I mean, look at the news. They don't really care about killing anybody.
What news are you talking about? We don't even have TVs. You're talking about
the
real
news,
life.
Real life news.
We're on Fear of the Walking Dead.
I know.
You really think you're going to come in there and just start shooting kids and women? Hey, no, get me wrong. I know what you're talking about. I watch Narcos on Netflix. But
yeah, they do not care. They will do whatever it takes to survive.
I don't think they're going to go in guns a-blazing. I think they're going to want the oxy. I think they're going to want to capture everybody and then be like, you give us this crap or I'm going to start shooting people kneeling down.
So you think it's going to be the governor coming to the prison?
That's what I think. I think they're going to be like, yo, we're going to get in there. Because I think a colony knows that they got the guns. They got the they don't have any guns. So these are like drug dealers. This is the cartel coming over here. I think they're going to be like, come on in. We can all live together.
But Alejandro does have guns.
Does he?
Yeah, when he takes Nick into his little lair of stuff.
Oh, I thought it was just a couple of machine guns.
By no means is it an armory.
Thank you.
It's just like a couple of things.
But by no means do the narcos have numbers on them, though.
I think so.
Well, to be fair, we don't know. We haven't. I mean,
we haven't
who
seen
says
it.
That
yeah.
we've seen their whole group?
I mean, we've seen more sick people, right? Those tents that were inside the little Costco, they were more sick than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if these were like really hardcore narcos because the way they were interrogating that family, like the narcos that I've seen on other movies, they're hung upside down.
Yeah, that's
these,
true.
These guys were like, tell us.
See, you know, you mentioned the wolves, and it's like to me, the wolves, they had this big like, we were anticipating this crazy group that was going to kill a bunch of people. They didn't do shit. So it's like, I don't know.
That's true. That is true. Oh, damn it. I don't know. Well, do you think, well, it's too late now because I was going to say, is because now that Oxy, it's too late now. No need in making that run.
Nope, no need. But I do think that he saw something out there and he's going to be a little bit more cautious now.
Well, but it's obvious that Nick's not going to be like old Nick and be like, I'm out of here, Lucy, come with me. Bye, bitches, I'm out. I mean,
maybe he is.
I don't know. I think he cares too much for the kids and the family. I think Nick would try to negotiate, or we can live together and I can grow Oxy.
But if this is like the governor coming to the prison, the narcos are going to want Nick to be killed.
I don't know. I'm telling you, these aren't real narcos. These are like guys that worked at taco shops and claiming to be narco.
One of them was Elena's nephew.
Yeah, I don't think they're as tough as, I don't know, that like are narcos on Netflix. I think these guys are, I think they're all bark, no bite. That's what I think. I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Kristen's wrong all the time. I could be
oh,
like her.
Oh, boy.
What, Kristen? What?
What?
Oh. I was waiting for a text to come through again here. Let's see. Text
Stop.
Let's see what happens. All right. All right. So
you're a dummy.
Text me. Let me know. I guess we'll have to see what's going to happen. I mean, the episode kind of ends that way. We have
Travis.
Yes. I was about to say, we didn't talk about it with stupid ass Madison turns on the lights. But I do have here Travis sees hotel lights dash. And and there's got to be some time because Chris, if you see Travis, he's got a beard.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some time in between there. What do y'all think? Because they show the commercial. I know, Jesus, you didn't see it.
Nope.
But they do show Chris. It looks like next week's episode is going to start off after where they kill the guy in the barn. And then it seems like the young Teen Wolf posse is talking crap to Travis. And then Travis is like, don't test me, niggas. I'll kill y'all. But then something has to happen where maybe, I don't know, Chris probably says, don't kill my dad. Dad, get the hell out of here. I'm going to stay with them, but I just saved your life. Go back to your wife and your other family. I got my family now. What do you think? What do you think happened to them? Like, if Travis is there by himself, he sees it. Okay, let's put it this way. What do y'all think happened to Chris, and what do y'all want to happen to Chris?
Chris needs to go.
Okay, yeah. Kristen wants him dead. Prancy wants him dead.
Okay. I want him dead.
All right, Jesus! But I don't think he's dead. You think?
No.
I don't think he is, but he should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably going to be – he's going to be with those Teen Wolf posse.
Do you think they're all going to meet up at the hotel?
I don't know. I mean, just our luck, Travis would get there and get settled in and be like, I lost Chris. And then Chris, and then they'd see the narcos and their friends get killed and Chris runs and he's like, I'm sorry, Dad. I love you. And then Chris is alive and then we have to deal with him all over again.
Ugh.
Let me ask you a question. Quick question. Who, if you had to pick one person to die, Ophelia or Chris, who'd you want to go first?
Is Madison not in the running?
No, she's not in the running. If you had to pick.
Jeez.
Really?
Both of them.
No, you can only pick one.
Okay. I'm going to say Ophelia because.
Wow.
I feel like she has like nothing that's going to be interesting going on right now. But like at least Chris like pisses you off. So it gives you like an emotion. You know what I mean?
Oh, I would agree with you on that. I totally agree with you on that. Kristen?
Thank you.
That's the exact reason why I said both. Because she just doesn't do anything. Chris is doing something and it's annoying, but at least he's doing something.
So then it wouldn't be both. You'd want Ophelia dead.
No, but I want both.
No, you can't.
I know. So if I had to choose, I would go with Ophelia because she doesn't do anything.
See, Brancy and Jesus, and Kristen wants to know why I always bust her chops. The answer's like that. I ask her a question. She doesn't.
That's a valid answer.
How is that a valid answer if I say pick one and you're like both?
Because I feel like it.
You guys are killing me.
I hate you, Kristen. Okay, Jesus, both?
I want Chris dead.
What? Really?
I still want Chris dead, yeah.
It's because he thinks Ophelia's hot. He wants her to get married.
Probably so.
That's fair.
That is true.
Well, I want Travis to kill Chris.
Jesus is always thinking seriously. Of his penis. Huh?
You want Travis to kill Chris?
Yes.
He just wants Travis to suffer because
that is
he
twisted.
Is dating Madison and no one can have Madison but Jesus. This is all revenge.
I know this some revenge plot. Madison and Strand are going to be together.
From what? Oh, my God.
Can we throw Madison in the mix now and then vote?
I think we'd all agree with Madison dead, but no, that's not part of it, Kristen. Going against the grain always.
So what?
Whatever. So Jesus, Jesus wants Chris. Kristen wants both, but if she had to lean from both, it would be Ophelia. Yeah.
Yes.
And then Brancy and I are the only right ones.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're semi right, Kristen, because you're kind of like halfway. A little bit.
I can live with that.
Jesus is
not even close.
Not even close. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I guess it's gonna be interesting. I don't think they would kill off Chris. I think y'all are right. I think he causes so much hate in the show that, you know, you can't get rid of him, right? But you can get rid of Ophelia.
Right. I don't think they're gonna do it, especially now that he just killed that guy, because like everybody was pissed when he did that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like they keep making him do all these things.
Yeah.
So that you hate him.
Yeah, I think he's gonna save Travis and say, Travis, get the hell out of here, and embarrass his dad and get him out of there, because those guys are gonna be like, you're just holding us back. You're not part of the team. And Chris's ego is going to get even bigger.
I think the main difference is that if Ophelia was killed off, no one would notice. But if Chris was.
That is true. Because Ophelia, she's an idiot. I mean, I honestly, if she was changing the tire on the street and got hit by another car, I'd be like, okay.
Exactly.
I don't get it. I hope we're all wrong, and it's going to be some huge major payoff, and we'll be like, whoa, that's so badass. But I'm trying to think what she can do, and nothing. Mm-mm. At all.
I can't think of anything.
The only
really.
Thing exciting she did was, it was sleep with that army guy for information. You know, she sacrificed her vagina for intel. You got to give her credit on that one. What else? Anything? Do we leave anything out?
Well, I had said this last recap that Nick and Lucy are becoming the Maggie and Glenn of the show. Do you see that happening?
Girls first.
Wait, that who is?
Why girls first? Do you see how biased that is, Mike?
How is that? I'm like,
it's because he wants to know our answers so he could choose the opposite and then say that we're wrong and we're stupid.
No, because Brancy said the answer and I totally agree with her. See? So Kristen, okay. Once again, you're wrong.
He's just being a gentleman. Come
exactly.
On,
thank you, Jesus. Thank okay. you. Because if I would have said, well, Jesus, the girls would have been like texting each other like, golly, we never get a chance to talk. He just won't shut up. So, ladies, is Lucy and Nick the Glenn and Maggie of Fear of the Walking Dead? The couple.
A dysfunctional one.
A dysfunctional Maggie and Glenn. You really think they're dysfunctional?
Really? I wouldn't call him dysfunctional.
Nick is
But he's not like actively using. Right
like
now.
Last season, yeah, I would be like, he's dysfunctional. This one here, at least he's got, I mean, because if you notice, he's got access to all the drugs, but he's not, you know, it's not an episode where he's like, look at it and like, I'm going to steal a couple of these pills.
Okay, let me say it. In my opinion, I like them together.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, because Nick is, lately he's like working on his own. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't, and she's kind of doing the same thing. So I don't know that that's really going to work. I would want it to. I like them together, but.
Oh, so you're saying that you would see them and instead of working together, they would bump heads more than help each other.
I think so, because it's happening right now.
No, I can see that.
Telling him to stay and he wants to go, so I don't know.
No, I could see that. And I could see, yeah, because he's definitely going against the grain. I mean, if he's lying to her and then, like Jesus said, here's a little drinky-drinky. Let me get a little booty before I leave and piss you off. You know, but I honestly think he's just, but I think that falls back on also that Nick just thinks that he's unbeatable. You know?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm the man. Come drink. Sit on my penis. Let's go. I gotta go.
Oh my God.
What do you think, Brancy? What do you think? You think they're the Maggie and Glenn, or do you think they're the dysfunctional Maggie and Glenn?
I think that they can't be yet, because I feel like, sure, they're cute and all, but if it really came down to it, would they sacrifice themselves for each other? No, because they, like, just met. So I feel like I can't say that they are when we've had, like, what, 6 years of The Walking Dead?
True that.
They've had, like, what, just these few episodes, so.
No, I agree. I can see that. And especially, I mean, like Kristen said, I mean, he's already lying to her.
Exactly.
So, see, Kristen, I gave you props one time.
Thanks.
Can I get a text? Can I get a text, please?
Sure.
I'm waiting. All right. Jesus, I'm curious. After hearing us, have we changed your mind?
No.
What the fuck, man?
Come on. They're the scavengers of the group, and I think Lucy's character is very much like Maggie because she's very, you know, political with Alejandro.
Oh, no, like come Maggie. On. Are you serious? She is not even close to Maggie. Like, Maggie, what I'm saying is Lucy is tougher than Maggie ever was or is. So I don't see how they're diplomatic. I could see Lucy's more diplomatic and hardcore.
I think Lucy's more controllable.
Controllable? You're breaking up. Controllable or she likes to control? Yeah. Like she could control the situation. She controls the situation.
No, like she could be controlled by Alejandro so easily.
I don't know if it. See, I don't see it that way as like she's controllable. I think that she puts so much into her faith, into God and everything else. I think that's why, is because he's using that against her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she's tough. I don't think you can tell her that girl what to do.
Even Maggie was very religious to begin with, and she's changed.
Do y'all agree, girls? Do y'all agree?
No.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah, he said, I don't see. I mean, you think Nick and Glenn are much alike?
Yeah.
What?
I think they're survivors.
Brandy's gonna throw up.
I'm like dead over here.
Really? You really think they're like Jesus. Really?
Yeah.
We're just all in disbelief.
I'm trying to, like, even see anything. Like, they don't even wear they don't wear a cap. They don't. I think Glenn is more. He sacrifices. He'll put himself in. I mean, others in front of. Nick was taking medicine off an old dead person underneath the. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Because. Really, I can't believe you really think they're like. I mean, I think. Are you sure that maybe you're not seeing them like a couple because they're just one's a boy and one's a girl?
Well, I'm not saying that the couple wise. I'm saying that they're definitely those types of characters, the ones that are going to be, you know, crucial to survival.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Unless there's some shit that you know. So you've been interviewing everybody that you're not telling us, but I don't know. I think they would kill off Lucy faster than they would kill off. And it's obvious that unless Maggie gets killed in the return of The Walking Dead. But I mean, I don't see Lucy making it six seasons, seven seasons on. I think they would kill her first. So that would come back to like, I don't compare her to Maggie. Like she's not that. I don't think I think Lucy's a strong, cool character. I like her. I think she's tough. She whoops ass. She don't take shit. But
she's the boss.
But I don't think she's got Maggie status. So I need you to stop talking, Jesus, because you're embarrassing yourself. Ladies, am I not seeing it?
No, I mean you heard what we said. I don't think we're there yet.
I just thought maybe.
I don't know if it would even turn into that, honestly.
Yeah, hey Suze, maybe you should just leave the show. Maybe you should leave the podcast.
Oh my god.
Just until
God, Mike.
Well, hey Suze needs to find himself. I don't know what he's talking about, man. He's like, yeah, we're gonna lose listeners. People are gonna be like, these guys are stupid. And they're not gonna listen to this anymore. Thanks a lot, Jesus. I'm trying to figure it out, guys. I can't see it. Hey, Sue.
I know. He's like so quiet, like trying to.
I'm trying. I'm trying to even, if there's even like a little part, hey, Sue, where I'd be like, yeah, okay, I see that. No, the only thing I can see is because one's a boy and one's a girl. It's the only thing. Because Glenn is, yeah.
Maybe our listeners have something to say about that.
Maybe. Probably what? Not. They're probably like already tuned out because they're like, that Jesus is special.
They are not even hearing this because they already clicked out yeah. of the podcast.
Yeah, they're already like, click, gone. All right.
You guys are so mean. God.
What?
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not, Brancy. No, you're Brancy. No, it's okay. But, you can be mean, okay? You can be mean. Mother
no,
Superior
like,
over there.
I personally don't see it.
Right, I don't see it either.
I don't get it.
Kristen,
I don't either.
Okay,
no,
Kristen,
I don't either.
Kristen, since you're defending Jesus, do you see a slight bit of something there?
No.
So then
no.
you're just as mean as us, right? Come on, Kristen, you can do it. Come on. Everyone's doing it. Come on.
Mike, you're breaking up.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so are we done?
Yes.
All right, I think we're done. Kristen.
Yes.
How can people stalk you?
You can stalk me on accordingtokristen.com, on Twitter at thisiskristen_. I forgot it for a second.
I know.
And Tumblr at thisiskristen84.
Sweet. Brancy.
You can find me at VROBrancy on Twitter and Instagram or on thevro.com.
Delusional Jesus.
Dysfunctional.com. At Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.
Sweet. And me, iWatchMike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iWatchMike on Facebook, Good Shows, Mike the Movie Guy. And don't forget, you can stalk us on iTunes. Just search Fear the Walking Dead Recap Show. We'll pop up right there. Or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. I definitely got to send some shout-outs. Jesus and I did this girls on the last podcast for The Strain. These are people that have been listening to us. These are the top countries that have been listening to us in the past month. People are listening to us in Denmark. Good thing they don't do they understand English, so they don't get confused by Jesus' answers there about Glenn and Maggie?
Yeah, they do.
Damn it. We just lost Denmark. The U.S., Russia. Okay, they have no idea what you said, Jesus, so we're safe there. Russia, Brazil, Pakistan. Wow. United Kingdom, Australia, the Philippines, and Switzerland. So a lot of those speak English, so we're doomed. but people, just remember, everybody that's been showing love and retweeting and liking and stuff, please realize that me, Kristen, and Brancy have no relation. We're not related to Jesus. We are separate entities. Jesus sometimes is a little did you take your medicine today, Jesus?
I don't take medicines.
Oh, my God, Mike.
All right, I think we're done. Ladies, are you sure, Jesus, you don't take medicine?
I'm positive.
Okay,
I'm very much against pills.
Oh, God, here we go. See? Here we go. That's for another show. All right, everybody say goodbye, Jesus.
Bye.
We got to talk later, Jesus. We got to talk later.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.